Officials from the International Monetary Fund and the Ukrainian government have reached an agreement on economic policies as the world marks 2 years since Russia's invasion today. The agreement comes after 6 days of meetings as part of a third review of Ukraine's $23.8 billion four-year extended fund facility arrangement. These developments have prompted the Federal Coalition to call for a long-term financial commitment to Ukraine. EU Ambassador in Australia Gabriele Vicentin says Canberra's support for Kyiv is unwavering. Opposition Foreign Affairs spokesman Simon Birmingham says Australia should prove that, as other countries have done.
We've seen in the last couple of weeks Japan step up with a $12.1 billion package of support for Ukraine that stretches across a number of years but provides more than $4 billion this year alone. This is the type of support that can give Ukraine confidence to plan, to fight and to win. And Australia should be looking at multi-year commitments that are appropriate for us to give the same sort of confidence.